Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Yes, and on the line we should have the one and only Letia. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Letia. Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
New voices. New voices.
So you're here to chat to us about all the great kind of films and TV shows that we could potentially watch out there. What's on the cards this week?
So I'll say first up, honestly, this week I've been very excited about the new season of UK Love Island.
Yes, oh my gosh, I have tuned into a bit of that.
Yeah, it really becomes my whole sort of fixation. But I've also heard that the Love Island USA is really good. And also this one called Virgin Island, which members of my flat keep pestering me about. So if you're into reality TV, there's that.
Okay.
But if you want some more drama and a bit more quality.
A bit more drama in your life.
I finally got round, I've been avoiding it, watching Adolescence, the sort of big Netflix show that took the world by storm. It came out like 2 months ago, and it was like viral fixation. Everyone was talking about it. It's been like incredibly well reviewed by critics. I was like, I'm going to wait till the hype dies down. So I did watch it. It's like 4 episodes. And it's very much kind of very bingeable. It's sort of you kind of do one after the other. It is about a family's world is turned upside down when their 13-year-old son is accused of murdering a schoolgirl. And it's sort of, the whole life is, essentially thrown upside down, and it goes into the, not really the investigation, but like the aftermath of realizing your child has done that. So that's not a spoiler, by the way. Like, it's not like a police procedural, like a whodunit. It's like, oh, this child has killed this young girl. How did that come to be? And it's all, I think one of the big things that's in the hype about it is that like each episode is shot essentially in one take. So there's no cuts. I think there might be some invisible cutting, but it's essentially like the camera is with you, with them the whole time. It kind of ratchets up the intensity. It is very well directed. The kid who plays the young Jamie is exceptional, and I think it's a really interesting, I think, exploration of like class and going, you know, looking at a British family that's not, you know, wealthy and lives in London, and you know, they're like a northern family, a working class family. And I think the creators are very insistent on having like working class British people and having newcomers into it that didn't come from like the traditional very wealthy families or drama school route. So that's very good. It's incredibly incredible performances. I think the trick of like the one take I got a bit bored by, a bit like it is very good, and it is quite a bit of a heart-wrenching watch. And I'd definitely say Stephen Graham, who people might recognize a lot from like Guy Ritchie movies, plays an incredible father figure, and I think he has some of the most kind of emotionally cutting scenes. And I really was like, oh wow, this is going to get them some Emmys and some BAFTAs. So yes, I would recommend it. If you haven't been looking for something to watch, it's still charting incredibly highly on the Netflix channels. I would go for that.
Awesome.
It sounds incredible.
I've heard that the British government was saying, like, oh, we need to show this to every kid or something. I don't know how true that was.
Yeah, like, why do you think they'd say that?
Yeah. It must be pretty intense.
Well, I mean, it's a whole lot goes into it. There's a whole episode set in the school, and particularly around, like, incel culture and what kids are looking at online and, like, toxic masculinity and how that's sort of being infiltrated into, you know, the younger and younger generations. And their attitudes towards women, you know, porn culture and all of that. So it's definitely, I think, got a very strong political and educational bend to it, and I think that's why it's had such an impact, particularly in the UK, and I can see why it would resonate. It definitely resonates with, like, adults, but I think young people can take a lot from it, and it is quite jarring to realise, like, oh, like, these kids can come from nice families and, like, there's no sort of obvious trauma in their background, but there are things, you know, in the world around them that are definitely influencing them and infiltrating their young minds and insidious ways. So a lot of that comes down to that, like, kind of nature versus nurture, but just like, you know, it could be anyone, and it's sometimes the ones you least expect, which is very unfortunate.
Totally.
It's really fascinating that they are kind of, you know, and it would appeal to an adolescent, because, you know, it's very hard to do that, you know, in a production, appeal to an adolescent in a way that it would actually speak to them. I feel like so many, you know, shows and movies get that so wrong.
Yeah, and I think the perspective in this is held really well, and it's not talking down to them, and it's not like patronising and corny. It's like very much going for realism. It's like, this is the day in the life of this, you know, quite like a sort of working class neighbourhood British school. So I feel like young people watching it wouldn't feel like they're being patronised. It's like, oh, this is actually a very realistic glimpse, and these people look like my peers, and I've probably experienced this in school. And so I think it achieves that like realism incredibly well, and that's why it can speak, I think, across generations.
As a director yourself, how were the, I know you said you're a bit bored with some of the one full take things, but were there any one full take parts where you're like, how on earth did they do that?
I mean, even the first episode where they're going between, like, into the house and then out of the house in the police car, I was quite wowed by that. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, my God, like, how trying to direct this setup. I was having a
the nightmare,
time. The nightmare of, like, everyone has to be locked in, and otherwise you've got to, like, restart, and how you would direct the performances to do that. I mean, it is an incredible feat of directing to do that. I think I think just a lot of shows at the moment, like, Seth Rogen's new one, name just the studio, like the one take has become a very popular.
True. 1917 did that World War One movie, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's become a very popular, I think, kind of technique at the moment. And I think audiences are really responding to it. It's very also, it goes kind of viral on social media. Like, how did they do this? It becomes quite the thing.
Right, more marketable.
It's quite marketable. But I think the episode that was like, the best directing for me was when the boys in the room with, she's like a child psychologist, and it's like when you're limited to one room, one setup, essentially just two people sitting across a table, how do you make that visually interesting? And I think they pulled that off incredibly well.
I think, I'm going to get really meta here, I think it's a bit of a clapback on our kind of attention deficit society that we live in now. You know, everything is so fast and kind of, these tiny little clips that are so palatable to our tiny little minds. I think it might be a bit of a clap back on that, you know, and just a big, long, broad, stay focused.
Although it's definitely not, like, kind of long and, like, meditative. It's just, like, there's so much happening. It's, like, the pace is incredible. But I think that episode with the psychologist, it does slow things down because it does get quite, like, oh, God, and what's happening next? Oh, God, oh, no, okay, right, like, it does pause, so... Yeah, I think if you have been putting off watching it, and it's definitely viral for a reason, and I think the hype is, I think, deserved, then, get into it.
Oh, well, thank you so much,
Thank you so much, Leetia,
for chatting to us, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
Catch you next time.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.